tip.
Case number 9798, Gordon and Wendy Katz, south of Route 54, east of Kenwick Road, being half of lots 13 and 15, Block G within Kenwick Subdivision 1 development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
State your full name and address.
My name is Gordon Kautz, 2413 Sangre Lane, Columbia, Pennsylvania, 17512.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
All right.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board both your requests?
Yes, we would like to build a house on a 50 by 100 lot. Kenwick on the Bay subdivision requires a 20-foot rear setback off of the canal, which is 10 foot greater, I believe, than the county's. And so we would like to, that creates a little bit of a hardship to design a house that that we want. Kenwick has, they allow a 25-foot setback in the front, which is less than what the county has, and they allow a 5-foot setback on the sides, which is also less than the county's 10-foot setbacks. And with those variances, we could design the house that that we would like to design. So that was why we were asking. The application, I believe, states that we're asking for a 10-foot variance in the front. That had something to do with a step variance, which I guess the county allows steps to infringe on a setback, but Kenwick did not. So we are only asking for the 5-foot variance in the front, not 10-foot that the application says. The application may be a little bit confusing there. So we're asking for 25 feet in the front. I think the county requires 30, and that is what Kenwick on the Bay subdivision requires. I do have a copy of Kenwick restrictions with me, and also a letter from Mr. Ed Brady, the chairman of the committee, stating what his what the setbacks that Kenwick on the Bay requires as it pertains to our house.
Mr. Kautz, is this a vacant lot at present?
Yes, it is.
It is a vacant lot?
It is a vacant lot.
I must have looked at the wrong lot yesterday when I was down there. This is on Kenwick Road?
Yes. There are two lots side by side, and there used to be a house sitting in the middle of them that was subdivided into two lots. And it's the lot on the vacant lot on the right is the one that we are, that this pertains to.
So there's a, the sign I saw must have been where you were talking or either in a mistaken place, but there's a house right next to this that is for sale?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
So you're talking about in between, it's a blue front house?
Yes. There's a new house to the left of this lot, and this is to the right of that.
So your lot is between this house that's for sale and the property towards the bay?
Towards the bay, yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. How long have you been a contractor in Delaware?
Since last year.
Yeah.
Does your request include the cantilevered overhang on the side? According to your elevation here, you've got an overhang.
For the fireplace, it does not include that, I don't believe. But that's
fireplace can encroach.
Fireplace can encroach.
Fireplace can. Past the
2 feet.
How much?
2 feet.
Wow.
He's I don't even know what that is. He can't tell what that
right.
is.
But even if it's a fireplace, he's already encroaching. Asking for the so how so you're not looking for you're not looking for a 5-foot variance, you're looking for a 7-foot variance. You said it sticks out 2 feet?
Mm-hmm. You're saying that the fireplace...
Is that what that is on the side here?
Encouragement is... Let's see where that is on the elevation here.
No. This right here.
Okay.
This little thing that's sitting, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's the fireplace, yeah.
So you need that.
Sticks out 2 feet further than what you're requesting?
According to that plan, yes. Okay. I mean, if that's a problem, we can revise that.
Mr. Rickard, what you're saying is...
Second floor.
What you're saying is that it can encroach the 10-foot setback by 2 feet.
By 2 feet.
But now he's requesting a variance of 5 feet.
Needs seven.
So he needs 7.
Okay. 7 feet to get it all cleaned up. Thank you for that. No.
Mr. Chairman, let me shed some light here from the organization down there. They said that Kingwood Community is going to support the 25-foot setback because that's their deed covenants. This is one from our attorney. He submitted plans for the home, and they wanted him to hold the 25-foot variance. If the variance is revised as promised, the Kingwick Association supports Mr. Cron's request. If it still calls for our 10-foot setback variance, the association strongly requested you deny the request. Okay? Now, they're quoting a case that happened in Chancery Court that ruled that the homeowner must abide by the deed covenants and property was returned to the compliance. The Kingwick Association, Inc. asked for your support to avoid any similar situation in this or any future case. In other words, what they're saying is they want, the way I read that, they want the 25-foot. And if we approve the variance for the 10-foot, 30-foot.
They're going to take it to court.
They're taking it to court.
You understand that regardless of what our decision is, we don't enforce deed restrictions and covenants. So what they're saying is in the past, this board has approved a side yard setback variance, in which case they took it to Chancery Court and won.
Right.
So their letter states that they're not going to.
I think what he's talking about, though, is the front setback being revised from the we were asking for. He thought we were asking for 10-foot because, you know, we thought the steps could encroach an additional 5 feet. We have revised those plans so that is no longer the case. And I think that's what he's talking about there. Is that correct?
As currently written, the front setback portion of that request asked for a variance of 10 feet
right, front setback.
From a Sussex County requirement of 30 feet. That request violates the 25-foot front setback deed restriction of that property and all properties in Kingwick Sound.
So they're not addressing the side yards?
Okay. You say front yard?
Yeah.
Front yard.
Yeah.
And the side yards, as I understand it, they will accept 5 feet.
Normally in Kingwick Sound, it is the front yard that they're concerned with.
If they're accepting 5 feet, then you're asking for 7 on one side.
We can revise that. I mean, if that, we assume that, I have Don Wingate here, our home designer with us. We assume that if you could encroach with the 2 feet on the 10-foot, you could also encroach the 2 feet overhang on with the 5 feet. If that's not the case, we'll just revise that.
Okay.
And you can so note that, and it's not a problem.
It can encroach the 10-foot.
But it can't once you get the 5 foot. And we're all right with that.
We're fine with that.
Now, Richard. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mims? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? It's 1, 2. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
How many do you have? Two.
The final request is for a 10-foot front and a 5-foot side. Is that correct?
A 5-foot.
Two 5-foot sides.
A 5-foot front.
Two 5.
A 5-foot front variance and 5-foot side is our final request.
5-foot front, 5, 5, and 5. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9798 as discussed. Setbacks, I don't believe in the ultra-central character of the neighborhood. Granted, several variances in that area.
Gentlemen, just hold just a minute here and I take a look at this again and get a chance to look at this one. The 20 feet needs a 10-foot variance. It's in the steps can encroach 5 feet. They can't encroach.
Correct. And we revised that.
To what?
To no encroachment of the steps.
Clear for the inspector.
No encroachment on the steps. We just pulled them back into the house there.
Okay.
So that is totally changed. And I, yes.
We have a copy of that?
That, sure.
Put that with the file. I want to make sure we got this right for the inspector.
Okay. Yep, there. I'll just give you that copy.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, that had to be clarified before we sent someone out there.
Can I have a motion? Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9798 as so discussed with 2 5-foot sides and a 5-foot front. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.